This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Supreme Court ruling 6-3 rejected an attempt by Congress in 2002 to require the State Department to indicate in passports that Jerusalem is part of Israel. Jaime Rodriguez Calderon, known as El Bronco, running for governor of Nuevo León State in Mexico, received 49% of the vote, becoming the first independent candidate to upset established parties. He defeated a candidate from the governing Institutional Revolutionary Party, known as the PRI, by 25 percentage points. PRI will retain its narrow majority in the Congress with the help of victorious allied parties. PRI also won 6 of 9 governor races contested, though a couple by narrow margins. Chipotle announced it will start offering paid sick days and paid vacation to all their employees, including entry-level workers. President Obama jawboned the Supreme Court on the health care subsidy case, saying, "This should be an easy case. I'm optimistic that the Supreme Court will play it straight." Community leaders in Cleveland said that they would not wait for prosecutors to decide whether to file charges against the police officers involved in the fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice last year. Instead, they will invoke a seldom-used Ohio law and go directly to a judge to request murder charges against the officers. After childbirth, some new mothers asked their doctors to provide reversible contraception, like an intrauterine device. Normally, new mothers are told to return for contraception 6 weeks after giving birth, after fully half of them have already resumed sexual relations. A study suggests that this practice should change. Women who received IUDs during cesarean C-sections were far more likely to be using them 6 months later than women who were told to return to the doctor's office to receive one. In a move against what he called the ethics of payday lending in higher education, Secretary of Education Arne Duncan announced that the Education Department would forgive the federal loans of tens of thousands of students who attended Corinthian Colleges, a for-profit college company that closed and filed for bankruptcy last month amid widespread charges of fraud. The order may include other diploma mills as well. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.